This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the program Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 111th episode of the monthly radio program. It would also be the first episode after Mr. Modi assumed charge of the Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. A Delhi court has sent Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal to judicial custody till July 12 in a corruption case linked to the alleged liquor policy case after his three-day custody with the Central Bureau of Investigation CBI ended today. He was sent to CBI custody on 26th of this month for 3 days by the Rouse Avenue Court on the agency's application seeking custody of the Aam Aadmi Party chief for interrogation. Earlier that day, Kejriwal was formally arrested by the CBI when he was produced before vacation judge Amitabh Rawat. In a related development, the ARP chief had withdrawn his plea filed before the Supreme Court challenging the interim stay ordered by the Delhi High Court on his release on bail in the money laundering case linked to the alleged liquor policy scam. West Bengal Governor Dr. C.V. Anand Bose is considering filing a defamation case against Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee. Earlier this week, the Chief Minister made a comment at a press conference at the State Secretariat Navanna that women are afraid of going to Raj Bhavan, Kolkata. The Governor is now in New Delhi. Our Kolkata correspondent, quoting Raj Bhavan's sources, has informed that no defamation case has been filed till now. Decision will be taken after he returns to Kolkata. A section of media has been reporting that the West Bengal Governor C.V. Anand Bose has filed a defamation case against Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee at the Calcutta High Court. The Janata Dal United today appointed Rajya Sabha member and party leader Sanjay Jha as the National Executive President. He was appointed at the party's National Executive Meeting in presence of JDU MPs, ministers, executive members, general secretaries and state presidents. Talking to media after his appointment, Mr. Jha said that he will try to expand the party in the coming times with the 2025 assembly elections in Bihar in mind. He also declared that JDU will also contest the assembly elections in Jharkhand this year. Meanwhile, JDU has also sought special category status or special financial package from the Union Government for Bihar. Five army soldiers lost their lives during a tank warfare exercise in the Ladakh region when the stream through which the tanks were passing suddenly got flooded last night. An exercise of tank warfare was being held in the DBO area near the Line of Actual Control, LAC. In a statement, defense spokesperson in Leh said the mishap occurred while deinducting from a military training activity. An Army T-72 tank got stuck in the Shyok River near Saser Brangsa, eastern Ladakh, due to sudden increase in the water level. An Indian delegation led by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar concluded its 5-day visit to Mongolia today after observing the process of elections in the strategically located country. Representatives from 40 countries were invited by the General Election Committee of Mongolia. Iran's 14th presidential election entered a runoff vote with former Health Minister Masoud Pezeshkian and former Chief Nuclear Negotiator Saeed Jalili leading in the first round, but no one got the minimum threshold of 50% of votes. In table tennis, Indian paddlers Diya Parag Chitale and Yashaswini Gholpade reached the final of the World Table Tennis Contender in Tunisia. In cricket, India will lock horns with South Africa in the final of Men's T20 World Cup at Barbados this evening. The match will start at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.